Nolte, What Terrible Coronavirus Models Tell Us About Global Warming Models? By John Nolte on April 14, 2020. Let's face it, the coronavirus models are terrible. Not just off, but way, way, way off in their predictions of a doomsday scenario that never arrived. Experts, 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 you all. What would America do without her precious experts? That's not to say that over 20,000 dead Americans is not a heartbreaking reality. That's not even to say that parts of the country should not have been shut down. But come on. We shut the entire country down using the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, IHME, models, and in doing so put 17 million, and counting, Americans out of work, shattered 17 million, and counting, lives, and, well, take a look for yourself below. For the CMAL impaired. That gigantic hump is the IMS April 1st prediction of coronavirus hospitalizations. The smaller humps way, way, way below that are the EVA's predictions of coronavirus hospitalizations after they were revised just a few days later on April 5th, 7th, and 9th. The green line is the true number of hospitalizations, starting with the whole U.S., and into the states. Here's the source of those figures. So why does this matter? And why are we looking at hospitalizations? Well, remember, the whole reason for shutting down the economy was to ensure our healthcare system was not overloaded. And it should be noted that these expert models are based on full mitigation, based on what did indeed happen, which was basically a full shutdown of the economy by way of a lockdown. And these models are still horribly, terribly wrong. This, however, is not an argument about whether we should or should not have shut the country down, or only part of the country down. I have plenty of thoughts on that particular subject, but we'll leave that for another time. What I want to focus is what is not arguable. And what is not arguable is that we shut the country down based on wildly flawed models. If you want to argue we still should have shut all or part of the country based on what actually happened, that's fine. And we might even agree more than disagree, but that's not the point. What is indisputable is that the models we use to shut down our economy are wildly wrong. Even if you believe the correct decision was made, that does not change how wildly wrong the coronavirus models were, are, and will almost certainly continue to be. That does not change the fact we shut down our entire economy based on incredibly flawed models. Which brings me to the models for global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today. Now I realize that the people who did the terribly flawed coronavirus models are not the same people who do the modeling for global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today. But hear me out. We're still talking about experts our media and government groveled down to without question. We're still talking about models with the goal of destroying our way of life, our prosperity, our standard of living, and our individual freedoms to live our lives in whatever way we choose. We're still talking about models with the goal of handing a tremendously scary amount of authority and power to a centralized government. But here's the thing. The modeling for global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today should be met with a hell of a lot more skepticism than the coronavirus modeling. The coronavirus modeling was based on something real, on something happening at the time. The experts doing the coronavirus models had all kinds of data on which to make their assumptions. Not just reams and reams of scientific data based on previous pandemics, viruses, and human behavior, but also real-time data on the coronavirus itself from China, Italy, and other countries. And they still blew it. They still got it horribly wrong. The models being used to predict global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today, aren't looking at next week or next month. They are attempting to predict what will happen years from now, decades from now, and they are attempting to predict this based on, well, what exactly? The Earth is billions of years old. The temperature cycles of the Earth could take place over millions of years. We already know the planet warmed all on its own 3 million years ago, that CO2 levels jumped 3 million years ago, which is about 3 million years before the internal combustion engine and plastic bottles and air conditioning. So when these proven frauds try to destroy your standard of living and centralize their political power using their global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today, models, remember how terrible the expert coronavirus models are. And remember that the coronavirus experts had a whole lot more information to work with for their models than the modelers predicting global cooling, global warming, climate change, or whatever the hell these proven frauds are calling it today. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.